is the Business Breakfast with Owanda on Jazz FM. Online trading, currency data, money transfers.
Hey, very good morning to Craig Earlham. What will the Chancellor say tomorrow, do you think? Because we sort of know there's going to be no cuts, generally speaking, in something like VAT, although there might be a bit more targeting, do you feel?
Well, there at least may be a suggestion that it's something that they're exploring and that it is an area of the economy that they are particularly focused on that has been severely impacted as a result of the coronavirus. Obviously, we are seeing areas starting to reopen now, so they may want to see how people return to these shops before they decide that a VAT cut's necessary. We have to remember, a VAT cut comes at great expense to the Treasury, and it is more of an emergency measure, something that they decide is necessary should people's attitude change. There isn't really the data there to be able to give them that information just yet. And we are still, despite what it may feel like, we are still in the kind of early stages of this entire process. So we don't really know how consumers are going to act in the medium term, even the longer term. I still think the shock factor is still having an impact. So let's look for at least hints that in the autumn statement that we may actually see a VAT cut. I think it's going to be other shorter term measures. Obviously, we're seeing a lot about green ideas about home insulation, for example. And about other targeted stimulus measures that are going to support jobs, because it's now becoming very evident there is going to be a more permanent aspect to this in terms of unemployment.
Am I alone in thinking that green measures are slightly a sideline, quite honestly? It's like sort of vegetarians amid starving countries, isn't it?
I mean, it's not. It's kind of a dual focus, really. I think there's long been a need for more greener measures, and I think the government has always wanted to put itself in a position to say that it's strongly in favour of this kind of net carbon neutral by 2050 idea. But things like the home insulation is one example where they've maybe just not been quite been able to justify it, where they've said that the expense doesn't necessarily match the benefits of it, and that it's and especially at a time like this. But I think the unemployment aspect really does bring it to light again and give you another reason to support a measure like this. So I think this is going to be a really important aspect of this. I think we cannot emphasize enough like how important the unemployment situation is going to be in all of this, because until now, we've not really had a full grasp. We've known there's going to be a permanent aspect to it. We just don't know what that's going to be. Now we're seeing companies really laying off in the thousands, and that makes this all the more important. And that's why I think tomorrow, this week's statement is going to be more about the unemployment side of it, because I don't know if the Chancellor can afford to wait until the autumn to start introducing measures to try and counter that.
For those who do keep their jobs, there is a story this morning, and we've touched on it before, about people actually not wishing to return to city centres. I'm looking at those. I mean, there are, you know, tall buildings everywhere in the country, but particularly in somewhere like Canary Wharf, you're talking about, you know, 30 or 40 floors, and you can't use lifts and so on, or at least that all that'll be all slowed down. I mean, the practicalities of actually occupying big office spaces are going to be very difficult in the future, aren't they? Would have thought
they're going to be very difficult, but I think we have to differentiate between the kind of medium term and the long term futures. The moment you have a vaccine, things can start to go back to normal, and there is a lot more studies now taking place, whether it is between AstraZeneca and Oxford University or many of the other pharmaceutical companies who are teaming up to try and be first to market with a mass produced vaccine. Once this comes into place, and once we can start to see vaccinations, that people will be able to return to what is a normal environment. But in the medium term, for the next 6 months, probably at least, that's not going to be the case. So there is going to have to be a more clever use of the resources which we have. And yes, that means we are going to see only partially filled buildings at best, and we are going to see public transport being less utilised. But I mean, let's face it, that's a small price to pay.
We are going to talk about recovery and what the Fed policy member said yesterday. But just before we get to that, there was a feeling yesterday as well, a lot of stories going about the stash of cash. In other words, people have not been spending. Do you feel as though there's some A, pent up demand, or B, a lot of caution and no spending just in case there's a second spike? You see the difference between the two?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do think that is going to be the case, but I also think probably the most important aspect of this is the fact that this is going to help people who are unfortunately going to become unemployed. The shock of unemployment doesn't always leave you with 3 or 4 months to prepare for such an outcome. So hopefully it's going to be the people who are going to be shielded. So we're not going to see the long lagging impacts of what mass unemployment typically brings. But then for the more immediate economy, then yes, I do think there is going to be pent up demand. I think people have continued to spend in other areas, whether that be home improvements or something else. But I think there is going to be some pent-up demand, which is going to show itself. And I think people are probably going to be very eager in some cases to get out and do something because they have been locked up for so long. And I think that's the hope of the Chancellor and the government. And that's probably why we're not going to see a VAT cut at this immediate stage, because the hope for them is going to be that there is going to be this pent-up demand, which will negate the need for such for a multi-billion pound programme.
Yeah. What you say makes a huge amount of sense. Let's turn our attention to the Fed, and this was policymaker who was talking about a levelling off of the recovery because of the various spikes in coronavirus in the United States. Now, against that, let's add to what you were saying there that, you know, there are spikes, but we know a lot more about coronavirus than we did, say, 3 months ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I think this... So Rafael Bostich is one of the Fed policymakers in his area where he has presidency. They have been particularly hard hit by these new waves of the coronavirus. So I think he's very much alluding to the fact that these shutdowns will come at a cost, and that cost is going to be a very stalled US recovery. So far, people have been lauding the US recovery in many aspects. The fact that unemployment spiked 22.2 million and has bounced back 7.5 million already... because people, obviously, we've talked about on the show before the differences between the furlough scheme and how it's calculated over in the US. But this has been a much stronger bounce back than many were expecting. And it's prompted people to talk about V-shaped recoveries, which I've always said it's far too much to ask, to be quite honest. I don't think that's what we're going to see. But what Bostich is saying here is these are the type of things that are going to stop it being a V-shaped recovery. The fact that we will get second waves, we will see more targeted lockdowns, and that will come at an economic cost. But hopefully, if the targeted lockdown measures work, then the economic cost will be far less severe than it could have otherwise been.
And finally, a general look at the markets for us, because they have been seesawing rapidly. They seem to move ahead of everything at the moment. A bit of caution here and there. What's your general feeling right now?
Well, it's been a strong start to the week, and it seems to all have stemmed from a rally which started in Asia overnight at the start of the week, primarily in China. A state-owned media reporting that people should effectively be looking at equity markets. There's kind of a nod to the fact that the Chinese authorities may become more actively involved. Whether this is just speculation or whether this is something that's going to become more concrete, I guess we'll start to see. But it's certainly got investors in China very excited, and that seems to have flowed through to the rest of the markets. But I do feel like these markets are very much jumping between V-shaped optimism and second wave anxiety. So I wouldn't get too carried away with that at this moment in time. We do seem to be kind of in a kind of consolidation phase after what has been an extremely strong bounce back. And whether it has the legs to continue will really depend on just how bad these second waves are going to be.
Craig Earlham, thank you very much indeed.
This is the Business Breakfast with Oanda on Jazz FM. Online trading, currency data, money transfers.